And a golden kingdom is always made of a dark knight's army. And while being spiritually decisive, we can accept the circumstances as they unfold around us. And the branding we are given from the start may, in such circumstances, also facilitate us. And in the tension between the traditional culture and an alien culture, culture itself has no way of refreshing itself and does refresh society. And as beauty gets increasingly centralized, only a noble soul can bring it back to the periphery where it belongs. And what we shall search is not the equivalent of our physical nor social conditions, as those are most derailing for our search of the equivalent of our spiritual condition. And the effect of any judgment is to turn the judged in worse than the judgment itself. And out of pride we will go in a war, not realizing how ugly we will turn both in and out. And our biggest fortune is to be able to absorb all the five elements in all their pureness. And in our life we ought to stand as the exception of all human prejudices. And we ought to express our human talent whenever we can to contrast the increasing grip of the social automatism. And moderately one ought to try the extremes in order to understand how better it is to live a moderate life. And social maturity means to experience the world through a set of stereotypes and be ourselves a stereotype. And the more tangible threats get defeated, the more invisible threats invade us. And civilized society is also the one making sure that no area is ever left growing within it. And the only possibility for culture to survive without being instrumentalized is to be at the margins and cracks of power structures. And we generally use the term outsiders, when in fact there are those who disappear at the bottom of society and those who stand ready to provide the guidance for its aftermath. Ultimately, we learn that by avoiding to be sedentary, we also avoid to upset the gods. And people complain of the little bad governance they have without understanding that they can step over with self-governance. And a truth based on rigorous scientific methods advocated prior modernity just got astray after modernity. And only by carrying ourselves the full weight of our own will, we can communicate it at the human scale. And gods are but the manifestation of natural forces adjusting themselves within a constant transformation. And in any society, what we want to be means what we want to look like. And only swimming in its depth, the language spoken today can be understood tomorrow. And our resettlement away from corruption ought to be at the source of a new natural life. And when most of our investments are made to restore the old, it is time to destroy the later and leave space to the new. While technologically assisted, we will go as far as the most hardcore pioneers, we will never grasp the substance of the new territories. And our appeal for the most authoritarian politics equals our appeal for the newest weapons. And wounded by a system which cannot include our genius, we shall not waste raging against it. And the very political apparatus that is most liberating when it's economically flourishing, it is most oppressing when it is economically decaying. And tending towards perfection may result into a material failure, yet spiritually we might gain a lot from it. And whether four or five natural elements one should be close to one or to add another one that can replace them all, and that is one own nature. And while all passions involve the heart, only very few involve the mind. And much altruism requires much reconciliation with the self. And when we least expect it, right in the depth of our spiritual investigation, we will find the universal mechanic. And without any worldly realizations, we can feel good by working on the world within us. And what, why not to even get out the worldly arena in order not to be contaminated by the human rage? And our soul can literally be released in any site where it can breathe the natural elements. And poetry cannot but increase if it is released posthumously. And the difficulty is to find the in-between space we know lords where to manifest our spirituality. And the only resource we ought to truly be grateful for, it is time. And we can waste a life making others believe that we are important or deal with the most important thing that is our nature. And it is once the symptoms of infirmity are perceived that we attempt to truly liberate the all of us. And when seeking something remote, we have to realize that what we are truly looking for is under our nose. And the particular beauty can only be reborn only if we are able to size it before it obfuscates. And by proceeding constantly through time, the needed resources will always be very limited and the result monumental. And only by not receiving any gratification we can push through in the most elevated forms of expression. And only through time we can shape even what is mortal in immortality. And we can get used to places, and what we cannot get used to is the lack of natural elements we have previously experienced. And the elder suddenly remembers that in his youth he decided to be a poet to always be closed to the natural beauty. And one solution to the human problems is that the mentality associated with all races and classes ought to be replaced with a widespread sensibility. and we play emotional with our heads, and yet it is very unlikely that we speak out of the heart. And what is most ugly from up close can be remarkably beautiful from afar. And we ought to keep as universal as possible, as universal is our liberated soul. And we can get in touch with corruption as much as we can hold our breath. Everyone can do extraordinary things, yet very few do so with the rigor enough to create an extraordinary world. And we ought to fully play out our natural talent and be consistent in order to fully develop our shamanic powers. And everything that let go to the capital power will inevitably turn into a cliché. The more liberated is our soul, the more nature requires our duty. And our origins may be misleading in terms of letting us find a suitable environment for our nature.